Yes, I feel like it's a howdy doody day today, and welcome to the Rush Hour, the Wednesday edition. Jazz goes with that sometimes. I thought we're about June. I look out, and I'm just going to call it as I see it. I think it's a beautiful day right at the moment. I know we've had some, it's changed a little bit. I played a bit of golf today, and I had my jumper on, my jumper off, my rain jacket on, my umbrella up, my umbrella down, then my jumper off again. I got hot, I was cold. I had everything today, but I need to welcome you into first of all, Blue, how are you?
G'day, Bernie. Howdy doody, Adelaide. I'm going to go with that one as well. G'day, G.
Hello.
I felt like I was in Melbourne again today. Yeah. I was the same. I played a bit of golf this morning, and I was jumper on, jumper off, umbrella up, umbrella down.
Sun out.
Rain.
Sun,
yeah, a bit of rain.
Heat, just sweat. Annoying.
Yeah, so.
Sunscreen?
No sunscreen.
Not yet.
No sunscreen. But I think tomorrow's going to be nice to burn, and then the rest of the week. And I think the long weekend's looking good.
21, 22.
My birthday Sunday too. I forgot about that.
Ooh.
I was going to have a nice quiet little couple of weeks after last weekend. But
Well, the birthday
turns up. Things just keep turning up.
Only once a year.
I know, but what about all the other bloody things that happen? How'd you go? How'd you hit him?
Not too bad. Played pretty well, and then I stuffed up towards the end. Ended up with 37 points, so better than I have been going, Bern.
Yes.
But I want to run something past you.
Yes.
All right. So when the words started filtering around the golf course today that someone had this score, which I cannot believe. Now,
what's happened?
People that don't understand golf, you play for Stableford points,
yep.
right? So if you play to your handicap, you have 2 points each hole.
Yep.
Right? So. If you play to your handicap, you have 36 points. So
Which is a good round.
Yeah. I had 37 points, G.
That's
so
right.
I had one better than I should have.
I had 34 points.
So you were two shots less than you should have been.
Yep.
Right? There was a guy down there today, this morning. He was playing two groups in front of me. And I'm going to name him because this score is unbelievable. Richard Hockney.
I know him.
Richard Hockney.
Don't tell me he's a burglar. What's happened?
So he's playing off a handicap of 22.
Yes.
All right, so high handicap.
Don't tell me he's had mid-40s or something.
He has had 53 points.
No, Greg.
53 points, gee.
Greg,
this is just
53?
Unheard of. So off 20.
What, did he put his age down?
I don't know what he's done. But all his partners vouched for him. It was rigid edge. So off 22, he has had 5 over the card off the stick.
Nah.
So he's had, par 72, he had 77 off the stick.
Jeez.
53 points.
It's got to be a record. Down there, surely.
Oh, as I went in there, so I finished about 11:30, about midday, I think it was. And as I walked in to congratulate him, he was like, the bottle was halfway up and he was filling up a carafe full of red wine.
What number bottle was that?
I don't know. Not sure. So he's probably still there. Enjoy it.
We say good day to Richard too. A big PAC man.
Yes.
Big show today, Blue. A lot to talk about. We're going to chat with Bill Brownless.
Yes.
And, I mean, we all lost our voice a little bit, but he couldn't come on yesterday because we need to save his voice.
Yeah.
We'll check that out a little bit later.
Well,
and also,
I need to ask him. No, just before you go on, I need to ask him too because I've got some good mail on Billy that he sort of made it a bit about himself. This
I don't like people that do that,
no.
Greg.
No. you are a repeat offender.
I can't believe he's done that. We'll speak to Jay Clark as well. More coming out of that Hawthorn mess. Now there's leaked documents.
Yes.
Things, a lot of things happening there as well. We'll ask him some trade news as well. Isaac Rankin, apparently they're getting a bit closer to a deal there, so we'll chat to him. We've got Burns facts, so we'll finish off with a bang. Yeah, we didn't mention this off the top because this man deserves his own spot. Joel Selwood from the Geelong Football Club announced his retirement this afternoon. A lot of talk around Melbourne whether it was going to be his last game, yes or no. There was a, people were getting a bit teary after the game, hugging him. We didn't know whether the players knew something. We didn't, but he made it official this afternoon. So we thought we'd do a little montage to start with.
Number 14, the rising star, Joel Selwood.
Selwood now setting himself up. He's going to do the left foot snap from about 40. It's going to be a good kick. Joel Selwood. And then he gives a little look to the crowd and says, thank you very much.
I've been so lucky. Over the journey. I'm blessed to be able to come to this club, call it work, and just have a smile on my face the whole time.
So Selwood settles for a goal for the Catters. He fires, and that's going to be all right. Selwood kicks the goal and he celebrates. Enormous effort from one of the game's greats.
Number 14, the man the others draw inspiration from.
It's coming home, back where it belongs.
Oh, how good.
What a superstar.
Did that get the, I was tingling in the back of my neck then.
Yeah, I love that.
355 games, four premierships, six All-Australians, three club best and fairest. He's done the lot, the most finals ever. Played 40, just ticked over as the most capped finals, but most games as captain as well. He's just about done the done it all. There's not too much left. He didn't win a Brownlow. That's about it.
Yeah. Oh, the timing's perfect, isn't it?
Yep.
Because they've won the premiership, and the way that he's conducted himself throughout his career, but particularly on grand final day, everyone is loving Joel Selwood at the moment, and so they should. And he suitably at his presser today, he spoke beautifully as well. And he'd already made his mind up about a month and a half ago, win or lose on Saturday. So let's hear what he said.
About 6 weeks ago, I decided that this would be it, that I'd finish my playing days at the Geelong Footy Club, win, lose or draw come the end of the year.
Mm. Yeah, so he'd already made his mind up.
Yeah. That's so, why the players probably knew that, or some of them, because you saw Dangerfield get very emotional.
He wouldn't have told anyone, surely.
I reckon he would have told a few. I reckon he would have told maybe Tom Hawkins, Paddy Dangerfield, those sort of players that he's very close with, because you talk about it.
Yep.
Geez, if I was playing with Tex and I was going into the game, this is going to be my last one, or, you know, you'd chat about it because that'd probably help you with the decision as well.
Yeah.
Coming towards the end.
And understandably, he spoke about the love he has for his side in Geelong.
Yeah, I just feel so lucky. I've just spoken to the boys down in the rooms. I just saw just people that I wanted to go to work with, and I'm wondering what I'm going to do next year, and I'm not going to be with people like that. Footy clubs are special, and I'm in a really special one.
They are a special
one. I played every game like it was my last. The game's really hard. I said when I could probably go 85% next year, I know that's not good enough. You got to go all out, and I was ready for that. Straight away, when I decided that it was going to be it, I knew that I had to just buckle in for 6 weeks here and make sure I get the job done.
And you could hear the emotion in his voice, understandably, again. And he obviously, they smashed the Swans by 81 points on Saturday in the grand final. And he also spoke about part of the last quarter where he could just enjoy that last bit with his mates.
It was a nice 15 minutes. Yeah. And the goal, it's probably my best goal I've ever kicked. But it's only because Hawk wasn't in my eye line, and Tyson, I think he was, but Tyson doesn't think I kick it to him enough. So, I had a good day.
He does kick to Tom Hawk a lot.
Does he?
Whenever he sees him, just got a good little connection there they have for a long time. But he spoke about a special footy club. It's a footy club that you feel like you'd want to play for. It's like almost like a big country footy club.
Was it always like that, Byrne? Like when you were playing, was that the thought that everyone had of Geelong?
I started my first season, I actually played. I was drafted in 05, so 06. They were pretty dominant through that period. I don't think they were very good in 06, but then 07 was flag 09, 11. They were in the grand final 08, so they were always a dominant side. And so a team you just were almost a little bit jealous of being good all the time. And so to answer your question, yes, they were. Yeah. A special footy club, that's for sure. But Chris Scott was asked about Joel Selwood. He was in the press conference as well. And first of all, what he meant to the club.
The thing that continually struck me about Joel was his ability to care for others and prioritise others. So when you take everything into consideration, he's the best player I've ever seen and the best representative of the Geelong Footy Club that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, some good words there from the coach. And also they asked, well, getting our Joel Selwood's finished up, that might free up some salary cap room to get another big player in, but not so the case.
Now, this is, I've gone rogue.
Who are we getting?
Well,
I'm interested.
Can I say there won't be much cap space because Joel's finishing, in all seriousness.
Oh, yeah.
And again, without spelling it out, it speaks to the man.
Yeah.
Could have had us over a barrel. He would have paid him whatever he asked for.
Yeah.
But he never did.
Never did. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, because they got a little parrot in the background too. maybe that was Joel.
That's interesting though, isn't it?
Because
that's what they say. I mean, talk about list management. But I think a lot of the time the players must get together, Byrne, and say, right, well, I'm gonna play for unders, or I don't know how it works, because they speak about Tom Hawkins playing for a lot of his career too for unders, because he just wanted to stay there.
Yeah. And that's how Geelong fit in all these great players. You go, how do they keep doing it? How now are they looking at other players to bring in? Because they've got so many superstars there, but they're willing to sacrifice their own good for the better of the team, which I think that's just a great, that's a great characteristic to have as a footy club and an individual. And Joel Selwood was obviously the leader of that. We spoke about this actually yesterday. Jordan Ngoi reportedly has knocked back the behavioural clauses in his contract. But today, Channel 7 have just put out what they're saying. He's committed to the club. So on a long-term deal, and we don't know too much else about that, but that's what Channel 7 have ran with. So Jordan Ngoi signing with Collingwood. So who knows if they've changed or they've moved the goalposts with his contract with those behavioural clauses. So we'll fill you in if more news comes across our desk. But hey, Blue.
Yeah, hang on, sorry. The Redbacks 7 for 202 after 39 overs, and they are playing Tasmania up in Brisbane. So coming off that win on Monday, so struggling a little bit probably. Now I need to discuss something regarding my wife.
Oh dear.
And something that I walked into this morning, G, while she was having a shower.
And it's like, hang on.
No,
are we live?
No, we
it's probably an off-air chat.
Don't go there. Don't
an off-air chat.
No, it's all clean. It's all clean.
Well, it's what in a shower.
Yeah, pardon, that's right. Pardon. No, so, gee, can I? You've got long hair. My wife's got long hair.
Yep.
How do you tie your hair up if you're not going to wash it?
We both have keep it dry, long, right? Greek, thick hair. Yes, we keep it. I used to wear a shower cap, but I don't really bother with it now. I just tie it up in a scrunchie, top of my head, so it doesn't get wet.
So it doesn't get wet.
So it doesn't get wet if I don't want to wash it.
So you don't stand under the shower?
Yeah, but you just like put your head a little bit forward.
Gee, they can't see you. We're on radio. You've got your head not forward. You look like a camel.
For those ladies that have long hair, you know it's a big ordeal to have to wash your hair. So you don't want to do it that often. So, yeah, you just have to keep your head out of the stream of the water so it doesn't get wet.
While we're on that, how often should you shampoo your hair, by the way?
I do probably 2 to 3 times a week. But I've got a full routine.
I'm every second day.
Yeah, but your boys, it's much easier.
Can't tell you the last time.
Oh, that's gross.
What? Oh, no, last.
Are you serious?
Couple of weeks ago.
Burn.
Serious?
Since before the grand final, there'd be all sorts of filth in that hair.
Definitely, since before then,
that's
yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, there'd be, I tipped about 3 beers over you, so. You
know, I drank them.
So, getting back to Catherine, right? So she wears, she ties her hair up as well. Gee, but she's got this like a headband that goes around the top of her head and like a bit of Velcro where she sort of like sticks
like
it
an
on.
Exercise
so it's an extra
one.
Bit of...
Like you put it around your
hang on,
head.
Who's that cricketer who used to wear one of them? Capel Dev or something?
Yeah, Dennis Lilly.
Dennis Lilly. That's what I'm picturing.
So that's not unusual, I don't think. But that's not what happened this morning. So I walked in, she's got her back to me and I can see the normal setup with the headband. Yeah. But then she turns around... It. She turns around.
Oh, no.
And she has got this, like a clear visor that's stuck. That is stuck.
I love this.
To this headband. And it's coming over her eyes and down to about her nose. And it's like she's going to play tennis. Like, she's got this. And I'm from.
And it's a tailor made one.
Babe, what the hell is going on here? She's like, I've got to keep my eyebrows dry.
Oh, yeah. Like,
so while I was away, she's gone to get her eyebrows done. I don't know what
like
she's
you did.
Done.
What? Like you did. We know you did for a fact.
No,
because your eyebrows.
No, I give them a bit of a touch up myself.
Technician rang you.
But she goes to like a beautician. Yeah. So she's gone, and her eyebrows look magnificent, I have to say. But I don't know what she's done to them that she has to keep them dry. But
Burn,
when she turned around, I was just about to hand her a tennis racket or something. And
and you were holding the balls up, and, ready to roll one back.
Can you imagine that? Like, I've never seen it before.
No, that would
have
shocked
me. Is this normal, G, to be – have you ever worn a visor into the shower to keep your eyebrows dry?
I can't say that I have, but I love the idea. And if Catherine can get me one of those, that would be excellent.
You thought Martina Hingis was at your joint.
Unbelievable.
60 seconds on the clock, $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Let's say hello to Mark from Gawler. G'day, Mark.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Very well, mate. Hey, what do you do with yourself, Mark?
I sell firewood for a living.
What? Jeez, you would have been busy this winter.
Oh, I've been entertaining myself, yes.
Mark, have you ever worn a visor into a shower?
No.
To protect the eyebrows?
More of a baseball cap sort of player.
Have you got a footy team, Mark?
Yeah, I'm a Crows man.
Crows boy. Okay.
Oh, normally yeah. They say Crows man, unfortunately. Yeah, you left that out, which is good.
No. My past favourite player is Bernie Vince, so.
Oh! Is that right?
Let's give him another clue.
Some of the entertainment at the Stansbury Hotel has been good.
Hang on, who is this?
Were you filthy like I was when the Crows got rid of him?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. It was good for the culture at the club, I thought. It was right up my alley. I like that sort of thing.
Nice.
So did I, too.
Are
much.
You a nudist as well, mate? No, we won't go into that. Hey, hopefully you know how this works, mate. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Pass if you need to. We'll come back to you if we've got time. And if you get the first three wrong, we're going to have to shut it down, all right?
No worries.
All right. Good luck. Here we go, G. What sport uses a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Which state are the two NRL grand finalists based in?
New South Wales.
What number did Geelong captain Joel Selwood wear?
14.
Which country won the last Women's Basketball World Cup in 2018?
USA.
True or false, Brad Scott coached North Melbourne to more wins than losses?
True.
How many times did Joel Selwood captain a premiership?
Four.
Which of the following golfers have not signed a contract with LIV Golf? Cam Smith, Dustin Johnson or Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods.
What number season is the AFLW in?
Seven.
What is the first name of Joel Selwood's brother who played AFL at Geelong?
Scott Selwood.
Who captains Adelaide's AFLW team?
Chelsea Randall.
And still 5 seconds on the clock.
Marco.
Mark,
what a
you
performance.
Star
polo.
I hope it's not like Jardy promises gifts and never...
promises well, delivers an atlas.
You've done well.
That's the one.
Let's see how you went, Mark.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh, I think I know what one it was, too.
Do you know which one, Mark?
Yeah, the captain, Selwood, captain in premierships. Two, is it?
It's only one.
Only one?
Yeah, only one. Okay. The one just gone.
Yeah, right.
No, Cameron Ling was the captain back in his previous three.
Yep.
Well played, though, Mark.
Yep, thanks so much for having a go. We're going to give you a double pass to the new Bowie doco that's just come out, Moon Age Daydream, at the movies in cinemas now.
Thanks, G.
Good on you, Mark.
We'll
keep it real, brother.
See you, mate.
Our next guest is one of the happiest men alive.
The mighty Geelong Footy Club, they are going to be premiers in 2022. Grand final.
He just won the Nuff Nuff Award 2 years running.
Next year they'll be back-to-back to front, so that's what I'm looking for.
Repeat.
Yeah, thank you.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Billy Brownless.
Welcome, Bill, and yes, back-to-back to front yes. we're heading for next year, but welcome. How have the celebrations been? Because you were very, very excited Saturday night.
I was. Well, fantastic. What a weekend. I win the Nuff Nuff Award. My horse wins at Cranbourne, Mississippi.
Yep.
The Cats get up. It's just been fantastic. So really enjoyed it. Got to the September Club and I thought I'd had a few. Oh, wowee. I've just got my votes in. They've just come in. They're like the coaches award, this one. For the three worst on ground in the September Club. And Bernie, you're a honorary mention, as you always are.
Not in the most consistent. I like this.
Number one, Aaron Montagna.
Yes.
And ask Joey if you want to know. Two, Jude Bolton. I don't know why he was so pissed, but Fair Dinkum was on it.
Drowning his sorrows.
Yes. And three, G. Bluey.
Oh,
Bluey, what was wrong with you, Bluey?
Yeah,
what
I'm
do you
not
mean?
Sure, you got away from the family and the wife, and I got you a bit
excited. I got a bit excited, Bill. I haven't been around live music for a while, Bill, and there was DJs and there was a girl playing the saxophone and all sorts. It was I was loving it,
Bill. He had a Geelong scarf on and he was trying to buy a Guernsey. I think he's changed sides.
No, of course he has. Again, on the Mighty Cat. So you got that, you had a big night because you hadn't heard live music for a while. Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
What happens in Adelaide?
Well, I'm married with three children, Bill. Yeah, so, hey, well, at least I didn't lose my voice. We tried to get you on Monday night and you just refused to come on because you couldn't talk.
I reckon I had 30 minutes in me with the voice and I only went 28. But anyway, I don't know what happens. It's the yelling, it's the screaming, it's cheering, it's laughing, it's talking, and a few frothies involved. So I just, every year, I lose the bloody voice. But how good was that? Yeah. It was all done virtually at halftime. I was still a bit worried after halftime. And then those three goals early in the third quarter. Actually, we had TTVs in the corporate box I was on. We turned one over to the racing, so we started having quaddies. We went from the nice Carlton dries to the bourbon and coke. So we just sat back. And it was an easy watch. It was an easy watch in the last half.
Hey, Bill, I'm going to dob your mate in, James Brayshaw. I spoke to him today, and he reckons you've done a Bernie Vince from the year before.
Like
you've made it all about yourself. You haven't had your Guernsey off. No. It's been me. 50. A bit like Bernie last year.
Who's number 50? Get that off.
That was when, that's when I turned 50. So I'm 45 now. So when I turn 50, they'll give me a jumper with 50 on it. So hence why the number 50. Mm. But Jim, you know why Jim says that about me and Bernie? Because he's got no chance his side of winning a grand final. I haven't even got a coach at the minute.
Don't go there.
Oh, so, mate, I don't know. But you get involved, don't you, Bernie? And I was in the rooms. I tell you who else was in there. Damo Barrett.
Yeah.
And the cup come around. I was holding that for a minute. And he goes, oh, Bill, can you quickly take a photo? Get a photo of me in the cup. So he didn't mind it either, old Damo. Old purple. He loved it.
Yes. And you went down to the Cremorne Hotel. The few players there did the show.
Yes.
How is Jim in Geelong? Because whenever you mention that, Joey, oh, what a cold, slow, I'm never going near it. Why would you ever live there?
Mm.
How does he go down there when you have to do a show there?
No, spot on. He hangs shit on Geelong, the city, the ground, everything, all year. Then he has to do a show down there. So I asked for an apology. I didn't get it because he never apologised.
Nah,
he's never wrong.
Nah.
We're actually lucky to have him on air because normally grand final siren goes and he's out. Yeah. He's out till next January or February or March. So we're lucky to have him on, to be honest. So now he came. I'll tell you who else I haven't heard from. Todd from Barwon Heads. He can get stuffed.
He's gone quiet.
He's gone very quiet, Bernie. So we haven't heard from him either. So get stuffed to both those two.
Hey, Billy, how's Stevie J going? Because I saw you before the grand final and you were saying that you were basically fighting him for gigs before and after. But I saw him about 2 hours after the grand final finished, and he was
running around yelling out
$100 bills flying out of his pockets. He's had a great time.
Oh, mate, he was active. Let me tell you, all week, stayed at my joint for 3 nights. I didn't see him because he got home at some hour one night. Then he's up at 6 o'clock. He did a cross with Channel 7 weather and news and then went 50 metres across the other side of the park and did one with Channel 9. Mate, he was everywhere, anywhere, wherever they were offering money, he was there. I've never seen a bloke work so hard grand final week. He was certainly up there and he did well. Then he had to fly back early Sunday. And, I love you to the missus and the kids and all that. And then he flew to New Zealand that afternoon. So we haven't heard from him, which is good.
And, Bill, you were talking about you had a bit of a sore chest on Saturday. Now, what's happened there? Have you got that checked out?
Yeah, I went and saw the doctor today and he said, you probably got broken ribs, but gee, you're tough. You're tough. You just had a bit of a fall.
A bit of a fall.
Yeah. I had a fall walking up the stairs. I don't know how you do that.
You fell up.
Fell up and then went down the rails and hit the big wood thing at the end of it. I'd love to see it.
Sternum.
Exactly. I've got a Barry Sternum. Sternum. Hey, mate, I'd love to see the video.
Hey, you want to get rid of that.
Hey, where's Fat?
Well, he's having a week holiday.
Off. He needs a spell.
Yeah, we put him out to the paddock.
Don't put him out to the paddock. Wow.
Big news this afternoon, Joel Selwood. Yep. He's hung up the boots, and just give us a bit of an insight and tell us something we don't know. What a true champion he is, and the way he's gone out, it's just been brilliant.
You can talk about the games, you can talk about everything else, most finals, all that. He's been an absolute superstar, but I tell you what, he gave everything for that club, everything and more. Yep. It's just unbelievable. Not for the Geelong Cats, of course, but for the city of Geelong. What about that? His first year, he won a premiership, 2007. His last year, he wins a premiership, 2022.
Yeah, good.
Probably kicked his best goal of his career with his last goal in the grand final, that banana.
Yes. Yep.
And then it'll be interesting to see what they do for him down there, because do they name a stand after him, or do they name I was going to go with it, but Dwayno suggested this. They name the road after him as you drive into GMHBA there. So I don't mind that from Dwayno. Yeah. So, and what will he do next? I'm not sure there. But I tell you, they had the Mad Monday at our joint, the Wharf Shed, very nice down the Geelong waterfront there. Beautiful. And every player was there. And he led them, and I've never seen a more humble and a more nicer bunch of blokes in your life.
Nah, well,
and the 42 players shook my hand as they walked out, said thanks for that and all that. And that's all because of St. Joel. So we love him.
Absolutely.
Best captain we've seen for a long, long time. Even from the start when he ran out with little Levi Ablett, that was very emotional anyone with kids, or even if you don't even need kids, but... Oh, I was getting emotional seeing that. And after the game, he got the Down syndrome boy out of the crowd. Sammy brought him in. So he's just got a huge heart, hasn't he?
Well, the Levi stuff. Then he first quarter, he has 12 touches. So he's on. You know, he's on.
Yep.
Then the Oz kicker with the boots, of course.
Yeah.
I was watching him at one stage, and he walked over from the Geelong squad and said g'day to Tom Harley and sorry and had a chat to Tom Harley.
Yep.
Then he comes back. He gets Sammy out of the crowd, which I think he struggled getting old Sammy out of the crowd. but just everything he did, and that's perfect. The thing. He just so much time for other people. And now it's probably time for him and his wife, Britt, who's pregnant.
Yep.
So they can sit back there in bow and heads, have a baby, and away they go. And whatever he does, he'll do well.
Yeah, great example of how to do it. That was brilliant.
Exactly right. We thank you for joining us, Bill.
We know you're a busy man.
Busy week for if you ever played for Geelong or you're down that way. So it's it was almost the perfect weekend if you're a Cats fan. And we thank you for your time.
Good on you, Byrne, and well done, Bluey. 3 votes.
Yes. 3 votes. This is the Rush Hour. Yes, welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour of your Rush Hour. We're minus Andrew Jarman this week. We put him out for a spell.
Yeah.
Not by choice. No. We just said, no, don't come in.
No, that's
right. Don't bother coming. No. And we're not sure where he is or how he's going. But
for his own good.
From all reports, he'll be back next week, hopefully, because I might need to go out for a spell, I think, after this show. It's a big news in footy, though. This afternoon, Joel Selwood, a champion of the game, retired.
Yeah, I just feel so lucky. I've just spoken to the boys down in the rooms. I just saw just people that I wanted to go to work with, and I'm wondering what I'm going to do next year. And I'm not going to be with people like that. Footy clubs are special, and I'm in a really special one.
Yes, absolutely. Spoke very well and got a little bit emotional, which a lot of players do when they're retiring. But Chris Scott said some very nice words, who is Joel Selwood's coach, this afternoon as well.
The thing that continually struck me about Joel was his ability to care for others and prioritise others. So when you take everything into consideration, he's the best player I've ever seen, and the best representative of the Geelong Footy Club that you could possibly imagine.
Best player I've ever seen.
Best player he's ever seen. So think of the players
he's been around for a while
that Chris Scott played with and against. That he's saying ever seen. That means he's just got to see him. You think of the Brisbane
Gary
team
Ablett
alone.
Junior.
Just that Brisbane team he played with alone. You think of Akermanis, Voss,
Simon Black,
Jonathan Brown, Black, Mal Michael, Lepich. What a team that was, by the way.
Yeah.
And I haven't even, that's just off the top of my head, people I can think. Bradshaw was playing in that team too. So champion team. In some other news as well, we're hearing Channel 7 have reported that Jordan De Goey has signed a long-term deal with Collingwood.
Yep.
So
I like that.
Yeah, it's great.
If it's
I think
true.
It's great for both parties because Collingwood are a lot better side with him there. Mm-hmm. And I think Jordan Ngoe is a better player at Collingwood. So it's great news that that's worked out, because we're hearing yesterday that he'd knocked back some of the behavioural clauses that they'd put to him, which we didn't really know what they were. So we're sort of speculating a bit, but I'm glad it's all being worked out now. Also, Jack Gunston from the Hawthorn Football Club in breaking news has just called out that he'll be leaving Hawthorn and he's going to Brisbane Blue.
Really?
Well, going to Brisbane.
You say breaking news.
Yes.
Well, I think you might have gone with this a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, did I? There's some more mail as well, and I haven't spoken to you guys about it. Watch this space with Jack Gunston. I've heard he might be on the move up north. Brisbane Lions.
What? Brisbane.
Well, if you keep throwing darts, Blue, they eventually won here.
Where'd you hear that from?
No, I just heard on the grapevine from some people that might know him pretty well.
Look at you, just sort of, all right.
They never give your source away.
Well, that's good. I think he, you know, that's a win-win, isn't it?
Well, and it's happened a lot with Hawthorn. So Sam Mitchell go to West Coast, Jordan Lewis go to Melbourne, Luke Hodge go to Brisbane as well. So it's happened a lot with Hawthorn players coming to the end of their careers. And let's be honest, Hawthorn aren't going to win a flag. Well, if you're going to put your money on, you had to put your money on either Hawthorn or Brisbane to win a flag, where's your money going?
Well, Brizzy.
Brisbane. So, yeah. I mean, it's good for Jack Gunston as well. So gets to go up and thaw himself out for a while, boy.
That's it.
Am I that boring?
That, wow.
That's some pretty good snoring sound. I wonder if I sound like sound, that, but... Yuck.
Stop. My, that's yuck.
Stop. I need a bit, I need a bit of help. I need a bit of help.
Now, what's happening?
Well, not just, I was setting up there. You normally say with what? Because you need a lot of help with everything. But with Catherine's, my wife, starting to make a lot of noises about my snoring. Burn. So, pardon. I don't know.
There you are.
Ooh. Who was that?
It's you.
That's a slow breather.
That's not, I'd be happy
that's
with
slow.
That.
Slow.
No, that's not putting fine. Too many. That's not waking.
That's not
too
good
many
if you
people.
Can hear that and you're three rooms away. Be in the room.
Are you a snorer, Ben?
If I lay on my back, I can snore. Or if I've had
a big
responsibly
night.
A lot of beers.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So I'm a little bit worried where she's going with this, because my daughter, who's staying with us, we've got a room upstairs, and she's just about to move to Sydney in a couple of weeks' time, and then it'll be like a spare room, you know, for guests, or
that'll be you.
It'll just be I'm seriously thinking that she's like just putting in a bit of
prepping
groundwork for me to, because a lot of couples do it. Like later on in their marriages, they sleep in separate bedrooms so they can sleep properly.
Yep.
And if I'm, snoring badly, then it's, and Catherine's not getting a good night's sleep, then it's probably fair enough. But I loved, obviously, to, what's that?
This is, listen.
What?
This is true actual
that's
audio of Ditz snoring.
Oh, that sounds like an outboard motor.
Ditz from Triple M Brekkie.
Was someone on the toilet.
Chris Dittmar.
Is it that bad, you're snoring?
No.
Well,
why?
You know that you can get a machine.
Yeah, my old man's got a machine.
Yeah.
So... there's got to be.
So you think she's going to kick you out of the room and you're going to be sleeping in separate beds?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's so fair, because having had to sleep next to a snorer, it's really disruptive. Like, you cannot sleep well if you're sleeping next to somebody that snores.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Nah, and I've gone overseas with people.
Mm.
And, when you go over
share
two young blokes, you just share a room. And if they go to. If you know they're snorers, you put so much pressure on yourself to go to sleep first, and then when they start, you go, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been with snorers as well. I've roomed with people that are absolute shockers. So 133353, what's the solution? Is there any way that I can stay in my own bed with my own wife before she kicks me out?
Are you looking for some cures to
cure my
snoring?
Googling some wives' tales, so I'll get back to you after the break.
Heard somebody who taped her mouth closed. Closed, and she reckoned it worked.
Taped her mouth shut.
Yeah, because when you snore, your mouth is open, right?
What if she gets a cold?
Well, then you're forced to breathe through your nose.
But if it's blocked,
well, it's fine. You just have to get a new one.
What a new nose.
New wife.
Right now, we're asking for your snoring cures for Bluey.
Yeah, 133353. He's after a cure because he's just starting to snore. He's worried about getting kicked out of bed. But I've looked up some wives' tales for you,
ooh,
Blue. So these ones are proven to work, apparently.
Right.
One, sucking on a dummy.
Sucking on a dummy.
On a dummy.
You want me to sleep with a dummy?
Well, you saves you sucking your thumb like you usually do. The idea behind this wives' tale is that holding the dummy in your mouth keeps your tongue in the correct position throughout the night. Stop it from collapsing in the back of your throat.
Okay.
There you go.
Would there be adult dummies?
Gross. Yeah, well, I'd kick you out of the bed just nappy. For using that.
Learning to play the didgeridoo, Blue. Learn to play a wind instrument or to sing is one that is recommended. The theory is that certain exercises used in singing and playing wind instruments help strengthen the throat muscles.
Right.
There's another one. This is my favourite. Right. Sewing a tennis ball to the snorer's pyjamas on their back just to stop them from laying on their back.
Oh, yes.
Big on their back,
I get
so
it.
They roll back on the side.
On the side.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad one.
I think I'm good. I think I snore on my side as well.
Oh, jeez. You're in big trouble.
Now, we've got plenty of callers. Let's go to Flagstaff Hill where Troy's on the phone. Troy, help me out, please.
Hey, I find out with my wife when she snores, she only snores in one position. So I just make her roll over and it's all good.
Oh, what, you just push her over like a bulldozer?
Yeah, I just give her a pinch and she rolls over and she stops snoring.
Does she ever swing back when you pinch her?
Nah.
So she only snores while she's on her back?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So the back thing is
change positions.
Tennis balls in the back.
Tennis ball on the
back. You need to try. I want to see you go to bed with two tennis balls in your back. Let's go to Cyril from Woodville. How do you help Bluey snoring?
Look, I'll tell you, it's a medical issue and it's serious educative stuff. And, you know, I just want to say, Bernie, Bluey, obviously Jones is online because he's a good old mate of mine.
Is he?
But you've got to get a CPAP machine, mate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just we're getting old, you're putting on a bit of weight, and it is a medical issue, and it affects your health. So if there's all the listeners and a few of the blokes out there in the family, mate, I just want to let them know it's a serious issue, and you need to go and get checked out, have a sleep test. And, mate, I've had one for a few years now, and sleep like a baby, and the Queen is very happy.
How long did it take you to get used to it?
Look, I was in denial in the context of the machine. I'd go camping with my brother-in-laws and they'd say, oh, the trail bike is here, my snoring was just shocking. Mm. But I just got one of those little nasal things, mate, and it's so easy. I'm used to it. I know I've got mates that aren't used to it, but you just got to do it for your own health and everything like that. So, Bluey, go and get a test. And, mate, I was ashamed at first that I had to do it, but now I'm proud of it. And it's like mental health and all that. I start talking about it all with my mates. And, you know, Blake's health is really important.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Cyril.
Actually, I do a health break. Maybe I should do one on snoring.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We used to do sleep tests when I was at the footy club.
Yeah.
Just as the quality of your sleep and how long you slept for.
Yep.
Not very good. And one caller has called up and said there's a snore spray you can get at the chemist as well.
A snore spray.
I'm not sure how that works. That might just inflame your nostrils maybe, like a big stallion running down the straight
at
Flemington.
Don't like the sound of that. Let's go to Fiona from Marble Hill. Help me out, please, Fiona, with my snoring.
Oh, not a problem. My mother's husband was a chronic snorer. And when he'd drop off at night, she would shove a tennis ball up his shirt and wrap it in a rubber band so he couldn't roll back over on his back.
That works.
Absolutely. I mean, the walls used to go in and out when this guy snored.
The curtains. Horrible. So that actually works.
He used to suck the paint off the walls.
Wow. Thanks, Fiona.
Okay.
Well, there you go. I want to see you with the tennis ball in your back. Hey, let's go to Paul from Mount Compass to wrap us up. How do we stop Bluey from snoring, Paulie?
Mate, I really rate what the previous caller said about getting a sleep test. I got a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
And my kids had complained down the other end of the house. If you get the trail bike, I'm like a joke break on a Mack truck. And I've tried it's not a dummy, it's like a mouth guard. And I've tried the snoring spray, I've tried it all, and none of it worked. But the sleep test and the CPAP machine unbelievable. My missus will let me sleep next to her any day now.
Good on you, Paulie.
Was causing issues.
Okay, beautiful. That's a couple of...
We need to give a prize away. Yeah. I think the first caller about the...
Was it Cyril?
Cyril, that's the one, about the sleep apnea.
Yeah.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Yeah, he joins us here on the Wednesday. Every Wednesday he joins us. But he's a bit flat this Wednesday, Blue.
Why would he be flat?
Because grand final night, September club. Now, I'm hearing more and more stories about you, and I was with you for most of this. Jay, tell me this is not true. You had to repeat yourself, introduce yourself to him a couple of times in... Basically spell out who you were.
This isn't right.
Burn, I'm heartbroken. I not only had like a poster on my wall of Greg Brooks. It was the best cover drive in the game. I had many posters. Like, you know, like he was a Greg Brooks. He had the pride of place.
So
Dean Jones was over on the side. Yep. And Steve was a bit, Bluey. Yep. Anyway, so he walks past me in the September club. And I go, there he is, Greg Blewett. I've never actually met him before, despite always talking to him on the radio. So I climb over. Yep. I said, Bluey, mate, how are you? Great to see you. And he looked at me with the most dead blank stare you've ever seen. Like, you know when you catch a fish and you leave it on the fishing bank for like 3 days and it's got that real glassy eye look about it. No. He was looking at me like that for like 5 seconds and I'm heartbroken at this point. So I'm like, Bullet, mate, it's Jay-Z. We do the radio, mate. I'm a huge fan. And then finally, Twigs go, Jay-Z, how are you, mate? So,
it's a bit nothing.
You are putting that much mayo on that, Jay-Z.
That's what you like.
No way.
To wake up to yourself. Someone you've worked with for a number of years now, and you just
burnt
him. We love Jay-Z. Well, we love him. Oh, gave him a big smooch after that. So
yeah, he warmed up, but it was a frightening first 5 seconds for me.
I was a bit flustered, Jay-Z.
Speaking about awkward.
At least, though, like, so then Bluey and I had a bit of a conversation and, yeah, we could understand what we were saying. Yeah. But when I spoke to you, Bern, about 2 hours later, I had no idea what you were saying, mate.
Yes.
It was.
That's all right, what we like. Time to move on
that's
now.
What we, like.
Hey, we do need to move on. But Jack Graham from the Richmond Footy Club.
Yeah.
He's in Adelaide and toured Port Adelaide this morning, I think. What's the latest there?
Yeah, spot on, Byrne. So we know the power have missed out on Josh Dunkley, who's headed to the Brisbane, but they've quickly set their sights on the Richmond hard nut, Jackie Graham. So the Tigers are bringing in Jacob Hopper and Tim Taranto, but that's going to squeeze out could squeeze out Graham. Now, I love this kid. He's a hard nut midfielder. Yep. He was touted as a future captain at Richmond. He's a team player. He's a leader. He's an absolute... hard nut in those clinches. And I think alongside Junior Rioli, I think Jack Graham, to really bolster that engine room, would be a superb addition. He met Chris Davies, the footy manager, and Ken Hinckley at Port Adelaide today. And now if they can lob an attractive enough offer, maybe a 4 or 5 year deal on the table, he's contracted for one more year at Richmond. But if he can get a long-term offer with some decent coin from Port Adelaide, then, geez, this deal could be done, and what a coup that would be for the power.
He works very, very hard in the off-season too. Maniac.
Yeah. Hey, what about Brad Scott? Now, is he going to get the job at Essendon?
Well, he's interviewing for it tomorrow with the Essendon coaching panel. Now, I think this makes him a clear favourite for the gig. We know we've been talking about Adam Musa in the past couple of weeks. He's interviewed twice now. But Brad Scott, who is also the AFL operations manager, we know he coached for 10 years at North and took him to two prelims. He wanted to wait till the grand final was over, have a couple of weeks to think about whether he wanted to return to the coaching fray. But he has officially told Essendon that he wants to apply for this job. So there will be a meeting of several hours tomorrow. We'll talk about his views on the club's list and personnel and game style, etc. But look, Brad Scott absolutely poised to replace Ben Rutten as a senior coach, and Essendon would be thrilled because we know they wanted someone with experience and acumen, and I think Brad Scott ticks both those boxes.
Yeah, that'll be a great get. Now Hawthorn, it just goes from bad to worse. Well, from very bad to a lot worse. Leaked documents now. What's happening there?
Yeah, the allegations, as reported and the Herald Sun continue to make for grim reading. It's fair to say, with some of the detail from the former players and their partners about the mistreatment of Indigenous players throughout Alistair Clark's and Chris Fagan's time at Hawthorn. Now, we know Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson have categorically denied and strongly refuted the allegations. This is all something that could play out potentially in court if it gets to that. The AFL will launch a review, a probe. It will take absolutely months to complete. Who knows if Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson will be coaching their clubs next year. But it there was another twist in the tale today with News Corp reporting some leaked emails from AFL Commissioner Andrew Newbold, who was the Hawthorn president at the time. One of the Hawthorn players' partners has allegedly sent Andrew Newbold a president saying, look, I need help with this. You know, the senior Hawthorn officials have taken away from my partner. I'm pregnant. You know, this is all very intimidatory. You know, can you please help me? And the alleged response was basically, no, I can't. Now, Andrew Newbold has said that he didn't send that email. Perhaps someone sent that on behalf of him from his email account. But, and again, it's all allegations. Yeah. But, oh, boy, it is. Yeah, it's distressing reading, only allegations, but it's, I mean, it's casting a serious cloud, isn't it?
I don't even know where that's going to, I don't even want to think to where all that's going to end up. Hey, I need to ask you quickly about Isaac Rankin. That pick five that Adelaide have got probably end up being pick six, but is that, and what else are they going to have to put in to service the Gold Coast?
I think similar to the Chera deal, the Adam Chera deal going from Fremantle Carlton, that was an early pick, so five or six, and a third round pick. I think that completes that transfer. Yeah, so a third round pick, I think that's a good deal for Adelaide. Yeah. I think it's a good deal for both parties, to be honest. And then Rankin will be able to set that Adelaide forward line alight next to Phil Thorpe and Rochelle. They're going to have some tricks in attack. He's going to get the ball down there and defend nicely. You think Adelaide climb back up the ladder with some of the talent they're accumulating.
Good on you, Jay-Z. Thanks very much, mate. Good, brilliant as always, and very sorry about Bernie's Vince's behaviour on Sunday night. Just not good
enough.
I'll
get a photo up of yourself, Jay-Z, around the office so he gets to start to get to know the people he works with every day. That's okay.
Who knows? You know you're a really small fish in the tank when Greg Lewis doesn't know who you are. The greatest thing to your boys.
Little goldfish flapping around.
There you go, Jay-Z on Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Righto.
Hello.
That's all I'm saying. Righto.
Righto. Hello. Hey, you asked me how many days till Christmas? 88. 88 days until Christmas.
Oh, I forgot
by
I asked you. Yeah.
So okay. I looked that up for you. That's that's a free gift from Bernie to Greg.
Yes, and then I'll pass that on to my boys because they've been asking me every day, probably for about the last 2 months.
2 months, have they? Mm. Right, well, now you can tell them. But remember, if it's tomorrow, you've got to take one off.
Oh, yeah.
So Jars would forget that. So. And if it's 2 days' time, you take two off.
Oh, right.
Yep. Know, it works a bit like
Thanks for that.
As we closer we get, the less it is. Yep. Yeah, anyway, it's 28th of September today, G.
Almost your birthday.
It's getting close to my birthday. It was 30 days in September, and mine's on the 2nd of October.
Right. Sunday. And what's the number? How old are you going to be?
It's 4 days.
How old are you going to be?
37.
37.
Yeah, just starting to mature a little bit, I think.
You can still say you're in your mid-30s, I reckon, when you're 37. When you're 38, you're officially late 30s.
Yeah, late 30s.
But 37, you can still fit in that box.
I'm going to wait till I'm, like, 42 for late 30s.
Do you agree with that, G? He's maturing?
Greg. Greg.
That's the first time I've heard G not being able to talk.
She opened her mouth and nothing came out. It was like, I feel like I'm maturing, Greg.
Yeah.
As you know, at about midnight on Saturday night, I said, I need to go home.
Well, you said that. Hard to understand by that stage.
No, I did. And that's the earliest I've been home, Grand Final night, for a long time.
I'm pretty sure I dragged you out. But anyway, let's go.
Oh, shit. Anyway, it just happens to be today is bloody National Drink Beer Day.
No!
It is not.
I swear on my life.
Really?
I swear to God.
Oh, no.
So you know what that means, Greg?
What?
Go to the fridge and please God,
I can't.
Don't have any beer in the fridge, but go check. We have to. It's National Drink Beer Day.
And okay.
On this day, National Drink Beer Day, from when I first heard of this, I did a little song about this day, and here I am.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17, I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen when I was 17.
That's a little number I did called 17. Beautiful. Did you like it, Greg?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Anyway.
Were you drinking duck?
My name was Brian on my fake ID. Hey, it's a birthday today, 1987. Mm-hmm. Hillary Duff, do we remember her?
No.
What a lead-in.
We don't really play her Duff on Triple M.
What about the lead-in? Yeah. Duff Beer to Hillary Duff.
What a coincidence.
That was a great lead-in. I don't know how you did that, but you're always one step ahead, Greg.
It's called a segue.
Is it? Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Segue. I'm going to write that down. How do you spell that? Hey, on this day, 1972, segment.
It's a segue.
Segment.
You know, like these little things you ride on with the two wheels.
What the hell's a scooter got to do with it?
It gets you from one place to another. That's what a segue. It means it bridges the gap between the two things.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a fact for you.
We call it a hook in radio.
There's bound to be a hook going your way in a minute. 1972 on this day. The great, and we spoke about him earlier, David Bowie. This
is Ground Control.
He performed for the first time ever in New York City's Carnegie Hill.
Hall?
Okay.
Hall. I wrote Hill, but like,
was he at the top or the bottom?
I wrote Hill. And they rolled him up in a ball and rolled him back down the hill.
Hang on. A few National Beer Day. Are you sure you haven't had one yet?
Oh, I'm done.
Is that it?
Carnegie Hall. I don't know why I wrote Hill, but I was not concentrating, obviously. On this day, 1990, we need to move on. Mm-hmm. A special Hollywood Walk of Fame star was put up. You know how they do have the stars. So this man got one, Marvin Gaye. I like this one.
Sexual healing.
I had a bloody fact the other day. It just reminded me. The Hollywood sign got changed on this day.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. I forgot to read it. Now I can't find it. Do you know the big Hollywood sign? You know what it used to be?
No.
Until about 1960-odd.
What?
Hollywood Land.
Didn't
they change it? They took it down. But that's nothing to do with today.
That's nothing to do with this week.
Right. But, Ben Hill music ran out a long time ago.
I think I need a beer because it's beer appreciation day. So let's go have one.
Come on.